Soak Sauce Radio Show. Thank you for jumping on. Straight away, we've got JWH and Adam D, as well as a new user here who seems to be here still, I think. Perhaps he's left, but welcome all. It's really great to be back. I missed the show last week, but we're back. It's a live episode, and it's a Tuesday, and I'm looking out my window, and it's beautifully sunny. A clear light blue sky, the type of light blue that you'd see when you open up like a, it's like a computer screen blue. You know, those like really, really just straight blues. Anyway, it looks really, really beautiful. It's winter here in Australia. And I'm joined with my good friend Lawrence, who's popped in, and he was on his way to the airport. Actually, no, on his way back from the airport, and he dropped in. I haven't seen him for a while. So welcome, Lawrence.
Hi, fellas.
So Lawrence here is from Germany, and he arrived here. How long ago did you get here?
I arrived like 5 months ago or something. I already spoke to you guys, and it's pretty cool in Australia. Like Julian already said, it's winter here, but actually feels more like summer for me. Yeah. It's still hot and everything, so you can run around in a t-shirt, and it's like he said, it's still beautiful out there.
Yeah, and Lawrence, funny enough, I think I might have mentioned before, but we met outside a concert, and ever since, just been hanging out and surfing together and drinking coffee and all the other things. And so, yeah, coffee and Bickies, that's our go-to. So it's really nice to have him here, and we're just going to carry on the show, and it's going to be great. So we've got a few more people here. Praetor, Rolly, Petey Boy. Thank you for jumping on. Yeah, we've got some nice songs, which I'm going to get into. But before I do, I'm going to look at my show notes for this morning. All right. So first on the list, you might have known, you might not have known, but I've started a Stoke Sauce newsletter. And basically once a month, I'm going to publish a newsletter about all the things I talk about on this show, plus more and a bit more perhaps in depth, with featuring some photos, featuring some links to other external places. And if you want to sign up, I will pop the link in com in just a moment. But basically once a month, and I kind of got the idea from David Byrne from Talking Heads, and me and Lawrence were just talking about Talking Heads, but David Byrne now just does one a month, and he drops it on the first day of the month. So say July 1st is coming up, and he'd be bang, July 1st, newsletter's out. And I think that's a really nice way to keep consistency and, yeah, just share some ideas. So it's cool. That's what I'm going to be doing. And later in the show, I'm going to be talking about my new keyboard that I just bought. And yeah, I'm going to be showing that off a little bit. It's pretty cool. So, without further preamble, folks, without further rambling on, going to get into a nice song by Wolfpack called Fugue State. And, well, here it is. We'll be right back. All right, so that was Fugue State by Wolf Peck, and man, I just like that song so much. It's so funky, and I'm pretty sure they do all their stuff live in a room, and it's running through all kinds of special gear to make it sound so warm, and it's just, Wolf Peck are really good. They're just next level good, so I'm honored to have them on the Stoke Source Radio Show, even in audio form. And you know what? I'm just going to kick straight into another song. This one is by Haromi Hosono. And I do not know the English translation for the song title, but I do know it's a nice song. And here it is.
もしかして君はラッキースターねえ今までどこにいたの髪を切り紅をさせば小鳥たちも幸せこの日から君はラッキースター雨の中どこに行こう靴を履き傘をさせば日も街も輝くこれから君のために歌うよ僕の家に来てくれたらないと思ってた。メロディーが生まれそう。悲しみを運ぶラッキースター。ねえあれからどこにいたの？今からでも明日からでも星が落ちる時まで一緒に メロディーが生まれそう。悲しみよ運ぶラッキースター、ねえあれからどこにいたの。今からでも明日からでも星が落ちる時まで一緒に。
So, we've got here that the song was called Kanashimi No Lucky Star. That's the translation. No Lucky Star. So there you go. It's a very, very easy listening song and nice little, I think there's strings. Maybe it's a synth. Ding. Dun, dun, dun. I don't know. But there it is, folks. So, I think it's probably about time that I talk about this new keyboard I've got. And I believe this keyboard was actually made for like a home, you know, like kind of like for a person to learn or a person to give to their child. And it's called a Roland Piano Plus 11. And I'm just going to put in the link here. It's a bit of a big link, but if you click that, you'll see that this thing looks really nice. And it's got the exact same sort of body as a Juno, a Roland Juno, and the same sort of buttons and faders as well. And sometimes people pick these up to refurbish Junos because they can take these little knobs and little buttons and put them on their Juno synthesizers. But I'm going to play this and just show off some of the features. And if you've got the photos up there, you'll see very nice color scheme, the kind of like cream with the orange, green, and browny sort of buttons, or yellowy. And yeah, just very, very cool looking vintage piano. It was made in 1982. And I'm going to go ahead and turn off my mic and switch to the piano, so you won't hear me talking for a little while, but bear with me. Okay, so I'm back. So that's what that thing can do. It's pretty fun, I've got to say. I've been having so much fun with it. It's cool for songwriting because you can kind of just get a straight beat and then just play with that. And it's just super analog, super old. And yeah, there we go. So, next week I'm off to Sydney. And for those who don't know, I'm in Brisbane, and so Brisbane is about a 12-hour drive from Sydney. And I'm going to be playing a few shows down there with my band, and it'll be our second time playing in Sydney, which will be interesting to see what we learned from last time, because you learn a lot by doing things, and you can think about it all you want, but once you do it, you realize that there's heaps of things you didn't think of. So hopefully this time we'll be able to do some things better, traveling wise and also playing wise. And it's going to be, apparently I've heard that playing in cities for a Brisbane person, it's kind of like always a bit of a stitch up. It always ends up being a bit of a mess. But you know, you never know. I think this is going to be a lot of fun and a new experience again, because we're doing one in Bondi Beach and one in inner Sydney, so you never know. And in other news, my DX7 is sounding really cool because I got another card for it, and the cards come with a bunch of sounds, and the sounds, I've got trumpet sounds, I've got classic DX sounds, and I'm kind of just trying to push the limits of the keyboard at the moment. But you know what? How about less talking and more playing some music? I found a song while I was in the shower the other day. I just put on this old Bowie album, and the album was from a live tour, and it was his live in Detroit when he was doing his Plastic Soul. So all of his songs that were very rocky, he sort of turned and flipped into a sort of more soul song, and you'll hear the difference in this. It's got a lot of soul elements in it, and it's Rebel Rebel, but it's done differently, and this is probably one of my favorite versions of it. And so here it is.
Cause it's on your dress. I walk, but when I'm cruising my block, 'cause I'm a man.
So that was I'm a Man by Mac DeMarco from his first album. And his first album was called Rock and Roll Nightclub. Rock and Roll Nightclub. I really like it. I mean, a lot of people after his later releases didn't really like the album. I'm actually not sure if that's so true, but a lot of my friends didn't. But I think it's actually one of his best ones because it's so raw, and I think he recorded it. I mean, Mac has always done his albums by himself, but he recorded it, you know, just with what he had, which is probably like a Tascam four-track recorder, and, you know, you can actually hear the real tapey sound on those songs. And it was just a very cool album. There was something about it, and the drum sound was also really cool. So what I'm going to do now is play another song from that album, and you'll be able to hear the same kind of effects on all the instruments, and the album was very consistent with its sound. It didn't, you know, do one sort of genre and then switch to something else with completely different sounds. It all sounded very flowing and great. So here's Rock and Roll Nightclub by Mac DeMarco. Oh, Yeah, so you could really actually hear the same sort of feel through the whole album. And I thought, I think he's just a really clever guy, to be honest. And he puts on a really carefree persona, which I'm sure is very genuine, but he really does care about his music at the end of the day and makes some very, very nice songs. So looking out my window, a bit of clouds have come over the blue sky that was so opaque, opalescent blue. But nonetheless, it's still a beautiful day. And we've still got Lawrence here. He's still here. So Lawrence, I want to ask you a few questions. Come bring your chair forward.
Come bring my chair.
Okay. So, Australia on the whole, how have you found Australia to be, I suppose? How have you perceived it so far? As you know, the people, the culture?
It's sadly pretty good. It's too good to be true. Like, I arrived here and all the people there are so nice. You meet a guy for like and talk to him for like 5 minutes. And he tells you where his key to his house are and says, like, oh, you can come in every time, make a coffee, grab my tools to work on your car. It's they're so friendly, nice, and also beautiful weather. Like I said, it's winter and you can still get out in a t-shirt. Beautiful surf as well. And the girls look also pretty good, so everything is kind of perfect.
It's pretty good.
So, yeah, I love it so far, and it's so good that I'm not sure if I want to go back to Germany.
Yeah.
Sadly.
I mean, I still want to come visit you in Germany.
Oh, of course. We already talked about that and said it would be so good. Like, now he shows me his home, and maybe in 1 or 2 years, I can show him mine.
Yeah.
So that would be pretty good, and maybe we make a song in Germany then or something.
I'd love to. I'd love to go visit, because that's where some really cool music came out of Germany.
Yeah, and yeah, pretty cool music, pretty good beer.
Hmm.
Maybe we can write a song about beer.
Maybe that's the one thing you miss about Germany is the nice beer.
Yeah, beer, family, and really good bread.
Bread.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah, here in Australia, it's kind of, you just go to the supermarket, most families, and they buy the packeted bread. But in other countries, you go and get fresh, good, nice bread from the bakery.
Oh, totally. And it's really cheap. Like, we have pretty good bread. If you go to France, it's pretty obvious, but you can get really good baguettes. And it's like, I don't know, $5, and you have 1 or 2 baguettes, and they're so good and yummy. So that's basically what you eat all the time when you're on holiday there.
Oh. I'd love to go. Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to doing a trip through Europe and seeing what it's like, because especially going back to England as well, where I was born, but then making my way all around the place and go have a coffee with your parents in Germany.
You definitely should. And also, you guys, like, I can just recommend go traveling, see other stuff, even if it's just for a month or something. Go to another country and see how the people live there. It's pretty interesting. And even when you just look at it and think like, oh, okay, I would never want to live there, then you know that it's nothing for you.
Mm.
And you go back home and you're enjoying your home a little bit more than you did before.
And when you left, yeah. Mm.
So I would say everybody should see other stuff and meet new people and, yeah, enjoy the life.
Thanks, Lawrence. That's great stuff.
Yeah, thanks to be here.
All right, so let me just move. Oh, there we go. Whoopsie, sorry about the crackling. This is my mic stand and yikes. All right, so what I'm actually looking forward to doing and trying to plan is doing a crappy space junk trash album or EP where I do not have any expectations or any, literally just sit down and write trash for maybe 2 weeks with my drummer, because my drummer Max is very talented and he's also got a great ear for music and he can play the keyboard really well. So I thought that if I sat down with him for 2 weeks and wrote some really crappy songs, and not actually try to make them crappy, but not care how they turn out, and mic up a drum kit downstairs because we've got this little room downstairs that has this really nice natural reverb. And I thought, you know, a lot of albums and records were made just with the sound of the room, and that kind of like dictated the sound of the album in a way, because you got a certain drum sound, and then you put your, you mic'd up your guitar amps, and you got a certain sound from that being in the room. And so maybe if I went downstairs and mic'd up the drum kit, I had my DX7, and maybe had this little this little Roland keyboard too with the drum machine, then we could make some pretty cool stuff. And that's just an idea. And I mainly got that from David Byrne. No, I mentioned him two times in this episode. But I mainly got that from him because he did the whole 77 album with Talking Heads in like 2 weeks. And they just went to the studio. And of course, they might have a bit more high-end gear than what I'll be having. But nonetheless, they just smashed it out. And they got it done. And it was mixed in a week. And then bang, there's the album. Instead of me sitting here for months at a time trying to finish songs. And yeah, I guess it's the battle of every creative, really, but would be an interesting experiment. Okay, well, I'm going to dive into some more music, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, man? This is a pretty nice song, Girlfriend in a Coma by The Smiths. I think they write some really nice songs. Very, very cool lyrics because they tell a story, which I love in songs when they tell stories. And this is called Girlfriend in a Coma.
Girlfriend in a coma, I know, it's serious. Girlfriend in a coma, I know, it's really serious. There were times when I could have murdered her, but you know I would hate anything to happen to her. No, I don't want to see her. Do you really think she'll pull through? Do you really think she'll pull through?
Oopsies. okay, yeah, we've got some people in common, which I'm going to call out. We've got Lohang, and we've got Rolly, we've got JWH, we've got Adam D, we've got SCM, and we have Rayston, who just mentioned that he likes to have a day off after his vacation to decompress. How did he describe it? To decompress, yeah. I think that's a good idea. And Petey Boy. And that looks like all we have. I'm sorry if I missed anyone. And Fade is lurking as usual. Hello, Fade. Yeah, so that was a cool song, The Smiths. I only just recently kind of got into them because I heard a lot about them, but it's like one of those bands you hear about, but I didn't really listen to. Anyway, quite nice stuff. Quite nice stuff indeed. I typed up Axel F yesterday with my friend, and we were going to listen to the Crazy Frog version, but then we found the original, which I'd actually never heard, funny enough. And I love it so much. It's such a good song. And it's a lot slower than the Crazy Frog version and doesn't have all the... But it does have the nice lead and really nice bass. I think it's a Moog. I think it's a Moog bass, and the DX7 is in there somewhere too. I don't actually know if that's true, but I remember in the in Monster, what's that movie called that they use it in? The dun 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 dun. Oh no, that's Popcorn. Anyway, I'm gonna play it. It's just so good. So here's Axel F by Harold Faltermeyer. So, we've got some songs playing here. There it is. It's so good. Oh, I love it so much. And I actually was right about some of the things I mentioned. The first one was the bass is made on a Moog modular, and that little ding 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 ding. I think that's a It says here it's a Roland JX3P, and the Roland Jupiter 8 provided the saw lead, the classic dun 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 dun. So the Jupiter 8 did that, and then the Yamaha DX7 did those marimbas that you heard about three quarter of the way through, where the song sort of breaks down a bit. And I said this yesterday when I was talking to Bukhani, but I wasn't actually sure if it was true. And I was right. It was made on a Lin drum machine. I thought it was. It sounded so much like the Lin drum. And, you know, only 5,000 units were ever made or sold. So there's not many of them in the world. And if you type up Lin drum, I think they're about like 10 grand. Yeah, nine grand, 10 grand, like bloody hell. They go for a fair price these days. So he scored there. I mean, I bet they weren't 10 grand back in 1980, but still, very nice. Let's play out some new songs. I'm going to debut a song that I made. And for the first time, it's being played on internet radio. It's called Dance In, Dance Out. And I still think it's kind of cringy, but there's one part I really don't like, but I'm not going to tell you which part that is. And other than that, I love it. I do like the song, so... Here's Dance In, Dance Out, and it's made by yours truly.
Of time in between your own world and mine.
Did you get my message?
So yeah, it's definitely got a very fun sound, and there's some elements in there that I really like and that I want to work on, and I pretty much use the DX7 for all of it, but the drums. So yeah, it's a cool little thing I'm working on. Thank you for everyone who's saying that they like it, Stevie, Adam D. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, what do we got? What do we got? What do we got? What we get? Yeah, let's play some more music. Let's play some more music, because music is what we're here for on the Stoke Source Radio Show. This is A Fifth of Beethoven by Walter Murphy, which I also found yesterday. And yeah, apparently it's from the Saturday Night Fever original movie, which I still haven't seen. So perhaps some of you have. And it's called A Fifth of Beethoven, and it must be Beethoven, but electronic. I love it. So here it is. There we have it, a fifth of Beethoven, and yes, as Adam D said, listening to that while matched with Fade's website definitely does have a nice feel. Yeah, great job on that. It looks really nice. I like the visualizer. Well, it looks like we have about 7 minutes left on the clock, and what we're gonna do with that 7 minutes is still up in the air, but I have a rough idea. And what I'm thinking is a bit more music, because I think I've covered a lot of things that I'd like to talk about. I don't have it here. There was a book that I wanted to read an excerpt out of. No, not that one. But I was struggling to find it. So what we're going to do is going to postpone that till next week and play you out with some wonderful music. This next song is called Villa Mariana Dittard, and it's by Azimuth. It's a long song, but I don't think I'm going to play all of it. But for what I do play, I hope you enjoy. And thank you so much again, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you, Lawrence, for being here.
Thanks for being here. Yeah, it was nice to talk to you guys.
Yeah, it's great to have you here, my man. And here we go. Bye. thank you guys so much again. We've got 50 seconds left on the clock. And yeah, I just want to thank you guys for jumping on. For everyone who's on comm, for everyone who's listening on Anon Radio, just enjoying this beautiful thing that is Anon Radio. And SDF, what a great thing it is. So I'll see you next week. Just remember that if Stoke Sauce isn't on your radio, is your radio really on? I don't think so somehow. I struggle to think that your radio would be on without Stoke Sauce. So have a blessed week. Go forth and conquer. And yeah, that's all I have to say. I'll see you next Tuesday at 0100 hours. See everyone.